Good morning and happy Mother's Day to all you moms and grandmas and aunties out there. We're going to be singing two songs for you this morning with the children. First, we're going to sing a song especially for the mums, and we hope you enjoy it. The second song we're going to sing for you, we're going to ask you to participate in on the last verse. It's a song you may not have ever heard before, but it's really easy, and you'll be able to learn it as you hear the children sing it. You're going to have to just know seven words, and the words are, "Be still, God will fight your battles." That's the only words you'll have to sing. So we're going to sing four verses of that song, and then I'm going to turn around and you can sing the first verse with us again, "Be still, God will fight your battles." That'll be our second song.
Well, thank you, Sunday School. That was great singing. I want to welcome everyone here today, and a special welcome to the guests that have come today. We're glad you're with us. I'm going to start by reading our announcements. And the first announcement is very suitable for a Mother's Day. The mom and dad, I don't see them here. So congratulations to Rochelle and Fred Lowen on the birth of their son, Jackson Blake, born on May 9th. Tanner is a great big brother and so in love. May God bless you as you raise your children to love one another and teach them the ways of Jesus. And then we also have one more announcement that the Sunday School is asking us to share. The Sunday School is doing a one-month giving project in support of the Canadian Food Grains Bank. A monetary offering to the Sunday School for the month of May will be designated to the Food Grains Bank and will be matched by some generous sponsors to aid in feeding those who are hungry. Each donation in any amount is greatly appreciated. Please consider joining us in supporting this very worthwhile project. I'd like to read the Bible at this point. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful words. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wonderful works I will meditate. They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. Today is Mother's Day, and I want to wish all the moms a happy Mother's Day. I would also like to say thank you to each woman who has taken time for or nurtured a son, a daughter, a grandchild, a niece, a nephew, a neighbor, a student, or a friend. You have made a difference. It's a good day to say thank you to the special women in your life. I think most often music is introduced to a child in their home by a mom or another family member. Today is the day that we take the opportunity to have people share their gift of music with us. We have tried to make it a family affair. Let the music wash over you and bring you to an intimate place of worship. But before we continue, we'll spend some time in prayer and take the offering. Please stand to pray. Father, thank you that you have brought each of us here today. We have gladly come to worship and praise you. As we gather, we pray for those who are not here, for those who are sick, we ask healing. For those who are traveling, we ask safety. For those in care homes, Trudy Harms, Helen Jansen, and Jake Rempel, we ask peace. For those working for you or your kingdom, Laura and family, Ryan, Murray and Carol, John and Natalie, Andrea and Eagle's Wings, we ask courage to speak your truth. And now, please take this offering and use it for your kingdom and glory. Make it be a great blessing to many. We invite your spirit to move freely among us. In Jesus' name, amen. The rest of the service will proceed unannounced. Please enjoy. Thank you.
Good morning. This morning we will celebrate our God together. And we'll do that with a lot of music. We're going to acknowledge His goodness, His compassion, His faithfulness, and His love for us. We will praise Him for being with us in good times and in the hard times. We will recognize the beauty around us in His creation. We will give thanks to Him for His involvement in our families. We will thank Him for giving His Son on the cross to pay our debt so that we might all be part of the family of God. So please stand as we praise our God together with our singing. We will begin with the chorus, "Praise Him, Praise Him, Praise Him in the Morning."
Never before.
You may be seated.
Morning. Sorry, we have a set change here. I want to join with everybody so far and say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Who said thank you? Okay. We're going to sing a song. You're going to recognize it right away. I love this song. Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, die, hallelujah, by and by, how you fly away.
With his friends, family.
That's a good thing. We did put the words of the chorus on the overhead, so we'll sing it through once. I'm sure it comes fairly easily. There's four verses, so whenever you want to join us, please feel free to do so.
To the lake shore, looking neither for wealthy nor wise ones. You only ask me to follow humbly. Oh Lord, with your eyes you have searched me, kindly smiling has spoken my name. Now my boat's left on the shoreline behind me, by your side I will seek other seas. You know so well my possessions. My boat carries no gold and no weapons, but nets and fishes, my daily labor. Oh Lord, with your eyes you have searched me, kindly smiling has spoken my name. Shoreline behind me, by your side I will seek other seas. You need my hands full of caring, through my labors to give others rest, and constant that keeps on loving. Oh Lord, with your eyes you have searched me, kindly smiling has spoken my name. Now my boat's left on the shoreline behind me, by your side fish other oceans, ever longed for by souls who are waiting. My loving friend, as thus you call me, oh Lord, with your eyes you have searched me, kindly smile spoken my name. Now my boat's left on the shoreline behind me, by your side I will seek other
I was asked to share a few thoughts about music and what music means. And I'm thinking music has more of an effect on us than we sometimes like to admit it that does. How many of you actually knew that the volume button goes left as well? Apparently very few of us. Mostly it goes this way, right? I've got a piece of music there that I want to play for you. Can you just get it going there?
I need more power to love.
So why the smirks and why the little bit of movement? What was that all about? It's groovy. Isn't there tunes that just get a hold of you and you just cannot let them go? And then during the day, all of a sudden, you find them going. We just sang one of my favorite songs at Easter time, just not that long ago, Rollt ab den Stein. And if you ever want to feel the song in its deepest, lead it in a congregation somewhere. That's the best position to hear that song or to be in a choir. But you just feel the momentum of that song. You just feel it building. Rollt ab den Stein, Jesus lebt. Or the one that we just sang, Gott ist die Liebe. I remember quite a few years ago, I was leading congregational singing one Sunday morning, and Johan and Ellie happened to be here, and their youngest little daughters. And I'm going to say it was the Holy Spirit's prompting. I had decided on that Sunday morning it was time to sing the simple chorus, Jesus loves me, this I know. I had no idea why, but when we sang that song that morning, these little kids were singing here, and they were belting it out full force. And I think the rest of us just kind of sat back in awe and just listened. Jesus loves me, this I know. What a powerful reminder. Or a song like, How Great Thou Art. There's so many emotions involved in music. Music is something that we hear and participate in, whether we think we can sing or whether we argue that we can't. I still think that's baloney. We do sing. And maybe to yourself in the shower when you think nobody can hear you, but music is still an important part of who you are. So let's keep on celebrating. Let's keep on singing praises to our Lord.
All right. Please stand again and let's sing together For the Beauty of the Earth. You may be seated.
So the question is, what does music mean to me and to my family? Well, if we want to be simple, our house, you can imagine, is never quiet. And we call it music most of the time. So you'll hear either recorder or piano, maracas, drums, we're not particular, and dancing. It's a toss-up between if we walk more or if we dance and prance more everywhere. In our house, there is always music, and we sing all the time. And all my children have favorite songs. We don't go anywhere without requests. Mom, you play one of my songs, but then you have to play He Knows. Scarlett, what is your favorite song? What is it? He Knows. Yeah. And it comes from a playlist I'll talk a little bit more about yet. And it just says, He knows, He knows, He knows every hurt and every sting. He has walked your suffering. Going beyond the fun part of music, music has also become the only language I could speak sometimes. After months and months of harvest and single parenting, being very pregnant and giving birth to a fourth child and getting out of diaper duty again, my husband breaks his arm, leaves me to it, and come January, we get hit with the biggest news of our lives, and our whole world turned upside down, and we got thrown into a new world where we had to learn another new language and everything. We had to learn everything again. And we were stripped. I was stripped of everything I knew. I was stripped of my resources, of my time, of my energy, of my patience. I was stripped of my words. I was so tired by the end of the day, well, the beginning, I couldn't even put a coherent thought together, let alone a sentence or a prayer. So music became the only way I could communicate with my Jesus. Marilyn, you cut that out. I remember a day vividly, and it's hard to go back to these days because they were dark days. Driving home, and there are about 4 or 5 songs that were on repeat constantly for probably the first 6 to 8 months. And one of the songs, it's just the first 4 lines I would listen to, and then I would go repeat, and I would do that again and again. And the words are, I'll just say them now. Oh, these hands are tired. Oh, this heart is tired. Oh, this soul is tired. I'll keep on, I'll keep on, I'll keep on. And I thought that there was no better way to describe what was happening but the physical tiredness of the emotional needs of a 7-year-old, the medical needs of a 5-year-old, the attention needs of a 2-year-old, and the 24-hour needs of a newborn baby. And going through what we went through, your very soul becomes tired. But you're going to keep on. You'll keep on. You'll keep on. Another thing I'll add to that is, probably with that 6 to 8 month range, at some points I tried to go back to some of my other radio presets, you know, country or pop, whatever it was, and I just couldn't. Being so bare and so raw, I could only handle what would fill me up or what would speak life into me. Anything else that was just fun or nonsense, I simply was too scrape bare to handle. So music became like a balm to my soul that was cracked and bleeding and dry. Music plays a very large part in our lives. And this girl is probably my most biggest music lover. And we listen to music how often, do you think? Always, always. And so this song we want to sing to you today is actually Tenley's pick. Usually I pick one that I can sing the easiest, but this one is because it means the most. And I'll tell you, when you come around the corner sometimes and you hear a 5-year-old then singing the words, if you, let me see, I want to make sure I get them right here. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. When you hear that at the top of her lungs, you've entered a holy moment. And I've been in the presence of Jesus because of music. So give me a second here. You guys, come on, hold it together. I'm supposed to sing. How you doing? Good. All right. So it's a little nerve-wracking to be up here, but she's going to do it with me. Actually, I'll hold this. Do you want to hold it or do you want to have it here? You guys want to clap for this kid? Like, she's going to come sing for you. Pretty good, hey? Yeah. All right. Mom, let me just move this here. So the song is by Lauren Daigle, maybe it's her name, and it's called Trust in You.
Letting go of every single dream, I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what you see. I've tried to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary, I need your rest. Mighty warrior, king of the fight, no matter what I face, you're by my side. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't pop the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. Truth is, you know what tomorrow brings. There's not a day ahead you have not seen. So in all things, be my life and bread. I want what you want, Lord, and nothing less. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers as I cry out to you, I will trust. I will trust in you. You are my strength and comfort. You are my steady head. You are my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. Your ways are always higher. Your plans are always good. There's not a place where
thank you, Jamie and Tenley, for that song, those words, the power of music to to move, to transform, to the sense of the fact that our God is still trustworthy. Sing to the Lord, says Psalm 96. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. Just to piggyback on a few comments that Jake made and that Jamie made, reminds me of the saying again that our favorite songs are our power songs. The ones that we gain inspiration from. And as Jamie mentioned, we don't always have time for those that don't. And at times we need the songs. The ones that we live by, the ones that give life and breathe life into us. The most powerful ones are the ones we create, which include our name, our history, our faith, our tradition. Some cultures have a saying, sing for your life, sing every day. Others say, if you can sing, then you can tell the truth. African cultures say, if you can walk, you can dance. If you can talk, you can sing. And as I've mentioned before, the early church always had a saying, first you sing it, and then you believe it. If there's no singing, then one's voice is not brought into the world. To participate in the song leads to a sense of healing and well-being, because song is always the carrier of a deeper, expanded truth. Our image of God is always shaped by the songs we sing. And so we offer praise because we are supposed to. The psalmist says, because we are God's people. Praising is useful and necessary because it pays attention to what the world does not see. Walter Brueggemann puts it this way in the form of a prayer. We are people who must sing you for the sake of our very lives. You are a God who must be sung by us for the sake of your majesty and honor. And so we thank you for lyrics that push us past our reasons, for melodies that break open our givens, for cadences that locate us home beyond all safe places, for tones and tunes that open our lives beyond control and our futures beyond despair. We thank you for the long, long parade of mothers and fathers who have sung you deep and true. And we thank you for the good company of artists and poets and musicians, cantors and instrumentalists that sing for us and with us toward you. We are witnesses to your mercy and splendor. We will not keep silent, but we will sing as we must. I couldn't help but think of this morning of that documentary years ago that Bill Moyers put together, a documentary film on the hymn Amazing Grace. And that amazing scene that he describes in Wembley Stadium in London, and various musical groups had already been, mostly rock bands, had gathered together in celebration of the changes in South Africa. And the promoters had scheduled for the closing act an opera singer, Jesse Norman. And the film cuts back and forth between, as Philip Yancey describes in his book, What's So Amazing About Grace, describes about Jesse Norman being interviewed and the rock bands that are continuing to play. They've blasted the crowd through banks of speakers, riling up fans already having had way too much to drink for 12 hours. And the crowd yells for more curtain calls and the rock groups oblige. And meanwhile, Jesse Norman is speaking with Bill Moyers about this hymn and how John Newton came to write it as a slave trader. And he first called out to God in the midst of a storm that nearly threw him overboard. And when he talked about saving a wretch like me, he meant those words with all of his heart. And when the time comes for Jesse to sing this song, there is this single circle of light that follows her as she makes her way on stage. This African-American woman who has no backup band, no musical instruments, it's only her and her voice. And the crowd stirs and begins to get restless. And few recognize who she is, don't know her, haven't seen her. A voice yells for more guns and roses, and others take up the cry, and the scene becomes a little more ugly and restless. And then alone, absolutely alone, no backup band, no instruments, Jesse begins to sing a cappella, very slowly, very deliberately. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. And this remarkable thing happened at Wembley Stadium that night. 70,000 raucous fans fell silent, absolutely silent, before this aria of grace. And by the time she reaches the second verse, 'twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. The soprano has all this crowd just listening for every next word that she's about to sing. And by the time she reaches the third verse, 'tis grace has brought us safe thus far, and grace will lead us home. Thousands of fans are singing along with her, digging far back into nearly lost memories of words they have heard long, long time ago, but not forgotten. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. And Jessie Norman later confessed she had no idea what power descended on Wembley Stadium that night. But Philip Yancey says, I think I know. The world thirsts for grace. And when grace descends, the world falls silent before it. Let's bow to pray. Lord, for your having introduced the ability to sing, we give you thanks. For voices that can raise in melody to you, with instruments, with artists and poets and musicians and cantors, and all the variety of ways that we can honor and give praise to your name, we give you thanks. Thank you for the power of music to be able to fill the soul when nothing else really can. Thank you for your presence in the music. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for this gift that you have allowed us to share with one another in many and various ways. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give to you God's peace, both now and forevermore. Amen.
you are dismissed.